Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, it's time for the staycation setup. Let's all say good morning to Antoinette and Chandler.
Morning, girl.
Morning, Antoinette.
Good morning.
So, Antoinette, what's going on? We hear that you're having some problems in the relationship, or suspected problems in the relationship, actually.
Yeah, I mean, me and my boyfriend, Chris, we have been together for about, 3 years. And we have, a great relationship. We were high school sweethearts. There's really nothing to complain about. Except a couple weeks ago, I had a dream that I just cannot let go of.
You had a dream?
Yeah, it was one of those, really vivid, felt so real.
I've had one of those. So what happened in the dream? Or actually a nightmare?
My boyfriend, Chris, I was hanging out with another woman, in our house.
Ooh.
And
yikes.
Someone that I've never, seen before. And there was also some, kid there that I've also never seen. And when I woke up, I was so pissed, and it seemed, so real. So fast forward a few days. And I was in the grocery store, and I swear I saw this woman or someone that looked lot like her.
The woman in your dreams?
Yes. It was so weird. I'm in the store. I look over, and I'm like, what the hell? I kind of, stopped because I'm like, okay, that's so weird. I just had a dream about this lady who looked like this, and now I'm seeing her, in real life.
What?
I don't have any proof. Besides, the dream, and my gut is telling me that there is something that's not right, and so...
In my culture, that's called brujeria.
What's brujeria? What does that mean?
Witchcraft. You manifested this lady coming into your dream. That is weird as all hell.
It was like I was replaced, honestly. It was like I was a fly on the wall. He was with her, their house, with a kid.
Did you wake up from your sleep, swinging on somebody?
Oh. I wasn't, crying. I was more, pissed. I was, what the hell? But then seeing this woman or someone that looks like her, a lot like her, that's just...
I just had to look it up because I'm not, a professional dream reader. But there's a lot of different meanings for if you dream that your boyfriend's cheating on you. And one of them does say that it could be actual points to being cheated on. But the other things could be, neglect or maybe, a lack of trust. So I don't know if there's... Has there been anything else going on in the relationship that's made you feel like he's not trustworthy?
I mean, we've been together for 3 years. We've had our ups and downs, but we've had, good communication with things. I would think that he would communicate something to me if there was a problem, you know? I mean...
Have you ever had issues like this before? Has he cheated on you in the past?
One time we took, a tiny break because we had an argument, and he ended up, quote-unquote hanging out, but you know what that means.
Oh,
somebody. So
he was hanging out. He was dating other people then.
They weren't dating. They were just
was she good looking?
I don't want to say that because then that's going to make me even more mad. She was not a neck breaker, but she was
she a back breaker? Hello.
Oh my God.
Don't say that, Joey. She thinks she's being cheated on.
I'm just saying this is pretty far-fetched, by the way, because you had a dream. The weird thing is you saw this lady afterwards, but...
That's what I'm saying.
Okay. Let's just call... What's your man's name?
His name is Chris.
Let's call Chris. What we're going to do is a staycation setup. Let's get down to the bottom of this. We're going to offer him a free romantic hotel stay and ask him that one question, Anish.
Who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay?
Did any names pop in your dreams? Are we on some ESP thing or you have no idea who...
No,
nothing like that.
I'm nervous, though. I'm not going to lie. I really am nervous.
I'm scared.
I'm a little terrified. I'm also wondering... Well, I've got some questions for you, girl, because if this is all right, I'm sorry to make this about me, but then I kind of want to know the future of my love life from you. If you're able to predict the future,
I'm not a psychic.
Well, we'll find out.
All right. Well, let's see if this girl's a side chick. Calling up Chris. That could be a hotline number. Psychic, side chicks.
Why would you?
Side chicks. If this girl can predict, we don't even have to do this daycare setup. We'll just call her. Hey, so and so cheating. Yep, I saw that in my dream last night. Boom.
Oh, actually,
you know what I'm saying? Anyways, all right, Antoinette, hold on right there. Calling Chris up next with your morning mess. Back at you with the staycation setup. We talked to Antoinette, who, I don't know, might not know that she has psychic powers because she had a nightmare. Can't even call it a dream. It was a nightmare that her man Chris was with another lady. Basically, she got replaced in her nightmare. And then you went out, Antoinette, that day or days after, and you saw the woman that you remember from your nightmare?
Yeah, crazy.
And you don't know this woman?
I don't know her at all, no.
It's crazy.
I know, it's so weird.
I think you're one of the charmed ones, girl.
Let's hope Chris isn't grocery shopping, if you know what I'm talking about with this girl. We're going to call your man up, offer him a romantic staycation, and ask him who he wants to put on that reservation. Obviously, if he doesn't say your name, Antoinette, he has some explaining to do. And we're just going to be here. We have counseling numbers available. Okay, let's give him a call and see what happens. But we're here for you, okay, Antoinette?
Okay.
Hello.
Hello, am I speaking with Chris?
Yeah.
Hi, Chris. My name is Jonathan, calling from the Aurora Hotel. Thank you so much for answering the phone. I'm calling with good news. You've been selected as the grand prize winner of our free romantic weekend stay. So what that means is...
What is this?
I'm just calling to inform you about a prize that you are the winner of, and I was calling to see if we could set up some details. We're putting you up in our penthouse suite, accompanying that with our honeymoon package. So I just wanted to straighten out some of those details and get you fully set up for your reservation.
All I got to do is just give you a review afterwards?
Yeah, that's all.
Okay.
I have a couple questions I just need to get answered real quick. Now, my first question for you, Chris, is we leave a personalized note for your guest of honor. Now, you can either put something generic on there, or if you have something specific, I can jot that note down and make sure you get your guest gets that upon their arrival.
Yeah, I can. You can put, this is the perfect getaway you've been needing, baby.
For now, I just have another question for you, and that question is, who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay? I can start off with your guest's first name. Just let me know when you're ready.
Leslie.
Are you kidding me? Who is Leslie?
So, Chris, we have to let you know you're live on the radio with the Morning Mess right now, bro.
Are you kidding me, Chris? Like, you know
how
what?
Can this I is literally my worst nightmare, like, on a radio station.
Coming to life.
No,
I knew it. Like, how long has this been going on?
Yeah.
Chris!
Over the summer. It was just over this past summer.
What?
Chris, does she have a kid? Are you out here playing stepdad?
Yes.
What?
I'm sorry.
I'm so pissed right now.
I'm tripping out because, Antoinette, this is what exactly your nightmare was, that your man was seeing someone with a kid.
I didn't want to do this.
Is this because, like, I can't have kids? Is that why?
You can't have kids?
No.
I always wanted a family, and I Taylor is a great kid, and I'm sorry that
Is this the reason why you cheated? You cheated because she can't have kids?
I don't know. It just got really... part of it, maybe. I don't know.
Is this honestly you playing a stepdad role, or are you the actual father of this kid?
No. He's not my son.
Wow. I don't even know what to believe. This is crazy.
This is just your side chick's kid.
Who?
Does she know she's a side chick?
No.
She doesn't know. So she doesn't know about Antoinette.
So,
no.
And this is so messed up, Chris. Like,
God.
I don't even know how to feel right now.
Well, you have a few options.
I'm so hurt.
Like, I could hang up on him. You could take these counseling numbers and try to work it out with him. Or we can give you 10 seconds to curse him out live on the air right now.
Baby, I'm just going to...
Do counseling?
Please. Yeah, I'll do the counseling. Because, Chris, I love you, but this is so screwed up. Like, this is so...
Yeah.
This is so messed up.
Jeez. You were one lucky Chris. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah.
So, Chris, we're going to let you go.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to... obviously, she'll call you back to deal with you.
Okay.
Okay. Any last words?
I'm just so sorry. I love you.
Okay, we'll let you go. We'll let you go, Chris.
Yeah.
All right, man. Antoinette.
Yeah.
How you doing?
I don't even know what I feel right now. I'm just so
You're very forgiving. I'll tell you that much.
And very. I can't even just love someone so much. Like, that's my person. But I literally cannot believe. I'm in shock right now. It hasn't I cannot believe this.
If anything at all. I have to say, I think you are a legitimate psychic. You have some kind of power to predict the future. I might have to call you back and ask you what I need to invest in the stock market because...
I want to find out who the next girl on our show is going to be. Can you let us know that?
Oh, wow. That's a point.
Do you see anybody in your little crystal balls there?
Really?
All right. Well, go take a nap and then call us back. See who's going to be the third mic with us. Let us know. Okay. We helped you out. Help us out.
Okay.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.